Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, June 13th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices. I'm switching to new crop now. Normally, I don't do it till the July options go off the board, but you know, with what's going on with the heat, I thought we'd shift it to new crop a week early here. December corn up 7 cents at 727.5. September wheat up 10.25 at 1095, but November beans down 18.75 at 1549. Today is going to be the tale of two markets. We've got the heat out there, a little bit hotter than we went home on Friday, maybe a little bit drier. We're going to have storms here in Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin over the next 12 hours or so. It looks like it could be some pretty good storms out there. But then we basically dry out. There's maybe one day of a 40% chance of rain in the center of Iowa, but not a whole lot anyplace else, with temperatures anywhere from 90 to 100 degrees. Chicago should hit 100 tomorrow, 99 on Wednesday, and then we back off. So we're going to have two really hot days, and then we back off some. Now, is that enough to put this market into high gear? The other side of the coin is the outside markets. Currently, you've got crude oil down $1.71. Not bad, but you've got S&P down 90 points, well into bear market territory. Dow Jones looks to open 600 lower. The bonds are 1.5 lower. We haven't been that low on the bonds since June of 2014. Silver's down 55. Gold's down 31 bucks an ounce. And Bitcoin is off $5,365 a coin. So you got all these outside markets just getting hammered out here. Is that going to affect the grains? Sure it will. But in the long run, you know, is the heat going to be bad enough and the dryness going to be bad enough to put the grains higher? Who knows? I'm surprised beans were down 20 cents overnight, but that's the way it is. Now, the wheat was, you know, relatively strong despite the fact that Ukraine has opened some export lanes through Poland and Romania. So that you would think that'd be a little bit bearish out here. But the heat is taking its toll in France as well. So, you know, again, it's a mixed tale of two markets. We've got the long weekend coming up and kind of a tough time. We've never had a June holiday out here. So it's hard to know how the market will react to it. But it's kind of like a 4th of July holiday. Maybe not with the same impact, but could be close. If we're hot and dry, you know, over that weekend and no rain in sight, then obviously they'll put a lot of upside pressure on this market and move it higher. If we do put in some rains over that long weekend, then we're going to have some problems out here. But like I said, it's going to be a yin and yang between the outside markets and the weather. I don't know which one's going to roll out. You know, every time we get the Dow Jones or the Bitcoin down to these kind of levels, we seem to rally it pretty well. And we've taken out some pretty good lows out here. It certainly doesn't look good. So that's about it. If you have any questions, we got the Fed meeting on Wednesday. Obviously, I can't imagine they wouldn't raise interest rates at least a half a percentage point, considering where inflation is. And, you know, frankly, I think they ought to raise it a full point to try to cool this thing off, but even that won't do it. So they'll probably do 0.5% this month, another 0.5% next month. They do things very cautiously in general. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.